The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I have to have cilantro in my salsa when I make it. Some people say it tastes like soap, and that's why it's making food news today. We'll give you more details coming up. Time for Hottest Hashtags. It's the Dana Cortez Show inside the T-Mobile studios. I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Lil Latinx.
All right, Time Magazine says Person of the Year is Donald Trump. Does not surprise me. The man, you know, didn't win.
Don't call it a comeback.
Yeah, last election didn't win, won this election. Also, Elton John, icon of the year, and Caitlin Clark, athlete of the year as well.
Shout out to Caitlin. I think that she deserved that.
Automatic, she absolutely does. She's changed the WNBA for the better. So many more people engaged, not just women, families. When I hosted the WNBA versus Team USA game, the amount of men that were there with their daughters, it just felt good. It was a moment that I'll never forget. It was history.
She did make history, and it was a polarizing time for the WNBA, and I think it's going to help push them forward going on. But also, we got to shout out the Rocket Man. Elton John, dog. We didn't say anything about him. He's great. He's a legend, dude. I'm so happy.
Greatest musicians of all time.
My mom raised me on his music, and then we would always watch Friends. So Elton John and then the sitcom Friends reminded me of my
childhood. Elton John and Joey. Okay. All right, Anthony A. Food News DJ Automatic.
Chipotle is bringing back their All I Want is Chipotle holiday collection. This year, they got something new, though. They got cilantro soap. They also have the water cup that they brought back and the car napkin holder, which was the big one from last season.
I need that because I got a lot of Chipotle napkins in my glove box.
I really love the cilantro soap. I'm here for this.
We can get it for just $10,
Anthony. I'm one of those soap people who feel like it tastes like soap. I don't really like cilantro to begin with. This is the best use ever of cilantro to put it in soap.
I've heard people say this, but it tastes delicious to me.
It does not, dude. I don't understand how people like it, dude.
You ate my salsa in the middle of the night after we got back from the club. What are you talking about? There's cilantro in it.
But that's more like salsa. There's like other ingredients, but like cilantro by itself?
No te gusta. I have to have it on an authentic taco with cilantro and cebollita, a little onion.
Girl that hated cilantro, and she said the same thing. She was like, it just tastes like soap in my mouth.
And I'm just thinking about now when I'm getting fresh with a woman, and she's like, you smell like a kitchen. What's going on?
Smell like the
salsa bar here. What's going on?
Hey, she might like it if she's a sucia. National Day, Anthony A.
Let's start by wishing the National Guard a very happy birthday. 388 years the National Guard has been serving this country,
happy
so we appreciate you.
Hey,
and we also have, of course, Friday the 13th. It's giving very Nightmare Before Christmas vibes.
Oh, I like that. That's one of my favorite Christmas movies of all time. Certified Isn't that a good one?
I love that movie. I'm just superstitious, so I just shouldn't have gotten out of bed today.
You are crazy. All right, what's the last one, Anthony?
Let's go to wrap it up on National Cocoa Day.
I love cocoa, and this time of year, I don't want diet. I don't want sugar-free. I want real chocolate cocoa with extra marshmallows.
Just the little ones, though. Don't put any big ones in mine.
Man, I'm feeling real vanilla today because I don't like cilantro or I don't like marshmallows in my hot cocoa. Not at
Anthony,
all.
You're missing out. When mine melt or I eat them all, I go back and get another handful and throw them in there. Merry Christmas. We'll be right back with more of the show. Don't move.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
One of our listeners sent us a message on Instagram, and the parents are so disappointed because their child got a job at a fast food restaurant, and she says, this is not the kind of work I want to do. This is beneath me. Oh, come on.
The Parents Court.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about our first jobs before I give you a statistic, according to the U.S. Department of Labor, why teens working is actually a good thing and can benefit them.
I would like to congratulate the parents of this girl first because they raised an entitled daughter. So congratulations.
You know, it is on them.
It is a little bit on them.
I love when I see people, all these kids today. Well, who's raising the kids today? We are.
Dude.
You are the parents that made her think that job was beneath her.
She's too good for it.
Man, my mom instilled it into me early that she said, if you are making an honest living, right, and you're not doing anybody bad or you're not doing anything illegal,
Anthony, okay.
Then there's always pride in doing that job and be the best at whatever it is you can do. Yeah. And I tossed salad for one of my first jobs. I worked at a pizza parlor. I worked at a pizza parlor, but I was not even on the pizza. I was a salad man.
Did you ever graduate?
Did they call you salad man? Huh? Toss salad man? Is that what they called you?
Yeah, dude. Yeah. I was a beast when it came to the spring mix.
Oh, yeah, right.
But eventually, I did move on to oven tender.
Your other inmates, I mean co-workers?
So you graduated, moved up.
But tossing salad for the majority of my summer high school vacations was really humbling for me. And it just showed me a lot. Like, it helped me. I got money to get
it. It was a fulfilling job for you?
Yeah.
You got money to do what?
I got money to get my first iPod. I'll never forget that.
I love that. Okay, well, some of the best jobs I ever had included working overnights at a convenience store. I've done about every fast food job you could think of.
But what was your first one?
My first job? Gosh, automatic. I had so many. Remember, I was 15 when I had Kirsten, so I had to go to work right away. It wasn't like I was just trying to buy iPod. I was trying to buy formula. Yeah.
Right?
No, did you clean boots? Game here? Oh, I did shine shoes. Yeah, I did. People don't even believe it. Like, what? I worked at a boot shop. I would shine some.
What was your first job, though?
Boots. My first job was working as a waitress. And then I went to go work overnights at a convenience store. And then I worked at the boot shop. And then I just kept moving ahead. Like, every job I had, I learned incredible communication skills. And I used it to network to get a better job.
My first job was a brush boy. I worked for my dad. He had a tree company. And he would cut down trees.
I was about to say, DJ, what is a brush boy?
So I would just load the back of trucks with all the tree trimming. I was 10 years old.
So you're just loading trunks with wood, huh?
Yeah, that's what I did. And then I would toss salads after. No, oh, wait, that was your job. No. No, I would literally load the back of trucks, and then my dad would make me get in the back of the truck and jump on the trees to, like, break them down so you get all cut up all over. So when I had my first, like, real job outside of the house, which was valet, I felt like I was living large.
Oh,
I didn't even get caught up. Yeah. I was driving BMWs and Mercedes. Yeah, I was living
when
large.
When I just said that I really feel like it helped my communication skills, I mean it. We are still in the business of customer service. In fact, your entire life, you'll be in the business of customer service and marketing, because you're going to be marketing yourself. I don't care what job you do. In order to move ahead at doing it, you have to learn how to communicate well.
Mm.
And these jobs that I had to do that, especially because I wanted to move ahead and I needed to make more money because, like I said, I was a teen mother. According to the U.S. Department of Labor, for every year a person works in their teens, their income raised by 14 to 16% in their 20s. It teaches responsibility, but more importantly, it offers experience that you can put on that resume. So you don't have to start at the bottom of the bottom.
I think
people are like, oh, you've got some experience on your hands.
The moral of the story is you have to instill a work ethic within your kids at a very young age, else they're going to turn into lazy little.
Also, fast food jobs come with bonuses, multitasking skills. I just reiterated customer service again. And a lot of these fast food spots now, they offer tuition and reimbursements and scholarships.
And they're starting people at $15 an hour.
God dang.
Wait, hold on. If you think you're too good, then go do your thing. You obviously know more than we do.
$15 an hour?
Yes.
Yeah. A lot of tossing salad for under minimum wage.
I thought you were doing it for free.
All right, let's share this with everybody tuning in. Talk about this with your kids. I think it's an important conversation to have. They got to be responsible. Mommy and daddy can't carry you through life. And also teach them a little humility.
Period.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Selena Gomez is engaged to Benny Blanco, and I could not be more happy for my girl.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Ooh. Oh my gosh. She has been in love with this guy for quite some time. He's obviously been in love with her as well. She even posted some audio of her accepting the ring. Take a listen.
Yes to this. It's so
pretty. Oh my God, it's so beautiful.
She's smiling. She's laughing. Oh, and you know, Benny Blanco took her on a picnic. He actually ended up proposing outdoors in the wilderness.
Oh.
You can check the ring itself at Dana Cortez on Instagram. I feel so happy for her. She was single for a long time. She went through this horrendous public breakup with Justin Bieber. They were together when they were children through adulthood. And I felt like
she had a huge health scare.
She did. She had a huge health scare. And I feel like she did all of it the right way. She's been alone for quite some time. before dating Benny Blanco. I feel that. I talked about that.
She got a good catch on her hands.
She
does. Blanco's a really good catch.
One of the greatest producers ever.
Yeah, and he's funny. I didn't know how funny he was until I was watching him on Kai's stream, but he's funny and he's rich. Those two usually don't go hand in hand.
He is funny. She doesn't need to worry about money,
though. She's a billionaire, dude.
Yeah.
Well, he is.
He's doing okay himself.
He's got his money,
too. He's nowhere near a billionaire, though.
I don't think people understand the difference between billion and million, though. She's not concerned about the money. She's concerned about the love. She's concerned about the respect. She's with him, and you see her having a good time. She's laughing. She's dancing. She's just doing her thing. I've not seen her happier, I don't know, since she's, you know, was in Wizards of Waverly Place.
It's a win for us ugly, funny guys, okay? That's what it is.
Automatic, you're not ugly.
I'm not ugly, but I'm not a supermodel. And you would have think that Selena Gomez would have pulled some other kind of better looking guy.
Okay, Justin Bieber better looking, but Benny Blanco better man. For her.
Shout out Bieber. If they would have met at a different time in life, it would have worked out for them.
He's happy. She's happy.
There it is.
That's all I've ever wanted to see for her. She's such a good person. And man, this ring, Benny Blanco, you did it right. Go check it out. At Dana Cortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
According to a recent study, tequila makes your bones strong.
What the?
That's not me. This is in Science Daily. Now, this study was conducted by the Center for Research and Advanced Studies in Mexico, found that mice that ingested agave fructans produced 50% more osteocalcin, which is a protein that signifies new bone production, than mice that did not. The leader of the study, Dr. Mercedes Lopez, said the consumption of fructans contained in the agave, which is in tequila, promoted the formation of new bone even with the presence of osteoporosis.
Ooh. Way more fun than milk, right?
Well, I had no idea that tequila had health benefits, because when I drank it for the first time, I wanted to throw up.
Ugh, yeah, I'm not the biggest tequila person, but I'm just really picturing all these little mice with like little Casa Amiga bottles and stuff like that, having fun.
Baby shot glasses. Tequila.
Well, from tequila to robots. Okay, a chess-playing robot sounds pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
Until it breaks your freaking finger. What? That's what happened to a 7-year-old Russian boy. Tournament officials say that the boy made a move too fast. The robot got confused, latched onto his finger, and broke it.
Oh, my God.
The adults in the room had to intervene, actually taking the robot off of the little boy. The little boy is okay, though. He did come back the next day with a cast, and he beat the robot.
After a shot of tequila.
Strengthen his finger bone.
All right. Oh, well, sometimes you just want to sleep in your own bed, and that's what Dexter wanted to do. Dexter is a dog who was left at the doggy hotel while his parents were on vacation. Oh. But Dexter said, nope, not today. Dexter jumped over a 6-foot fence and ran 2 miles back home where he greeted his parents on the ring camera. Sometimes you just want to get home, dog.
Sounds like me.
Hold on, though. So they're on vacation.
Yes.
And they look at their app, and Dexter's like looking right in the...
He's like, let me in. I'm trying to go sleep in my own bed.
Wagging his own tail, dog. He said, I don't
need
them.
Did they get him back to the hotel?
Yes. Neighbors corralled him and got him back over there, too. And if I was a pet parent, I'd have asked for a refund.
And the dog asked for his favorite song, too.
What was that? Back to the hotel.
All right, that's your WTF stories.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.